Amen.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I am your host. I'm Nicole Cleveland, and I'm excited to be with you another Thursday. And we all know Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We want to share victorious testimonies with you so you know that you're not alone in your struggle. Our guests have made it, and so will you. We don't want anyone at home suffering in secret. We don't want anybody out there feeling like they're the only ones that are crying those tears, yelling that yell, and feeling like they are on the verge of giving up. No, baby doll, you are not alone. There is somebody that cried those same tears, yelled that same yell. They made it. God brought them through it, and he will do the same thing for you. And that's why we come to you each and every week. You know what? Visit us online. We are breatheagainmagazine.org. Follow us on Twitter, that's at Breathe Again, and connect with us on Facebook. That is facebook.com/breatheagainmag. And you know what? If you have a victorious testimony, I want to hear from you. I want to interview you. Contact us via email or call us at 757-404-1582 to share your story to help someone else. Don't just sit on your testimony. Your testimony is not for you. You've gone through it. You made it out, and it is for somebody else. It's for that next person that you have to pull up and pay it forward. That's what we do. That's what we were created to do. That's what gives God the glory and the honor, and that's what we're supposed to be doing day in and day out. We live to magnify God and to glorify God in our works and in our worship. And our worship is just not standing in church holding our hands up, crying before God. I believe our worship is in how we treat each other and what we do day in and day out, how we respond to one another, react, help, and encourage one another. But I'm not going to get started. I come to you each week with a encouraging word, some type of encouragement. Maybe it's a post I wrote. Maybe it's a post I read. But this week, the encouragement is coming from a book titled You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. Now, Louise Hay is the owner and founder of Hay House. That's a self-help publishing company. And when I opened the book, I was quickly taken to chapter 11, and it is titled Work. And the actual quote is, I am deeply fulfilled by all that I do. And if you know anything about me, you know my motto this year has been, I'm going to do what I love, and I'm going to love what I do. So I got excited when I saw this. And I just want to read you a little bit from here, because it says, wouldn't you love to have the above affirmation be true for you? Perhaps you have been limiting yourself by thinking some of these thoughts. I can't stand this job. I hate my boss. I don't earn enough money. They don't appreciate me at work. I can't get along with the people at work. I don't know what I want to do. You know, Louise tells us that this is negative, defensive thinking, and what kind of good position do you think you'll get from it? You know, it's approaching the subject from the wrong end. And she says, you know, what you can do is you can begin by blessing your current position with love. Realize that this is only a stepping stone on your pathway. You're where you are because of your own thinking patterns. If they are not treating you the way that you like to be treated, then there's something else going on. Look around your current job and bless it. Bless everything around it. Bless the people that you're around. If they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing and you're not receiving it the right way, she says, bless them. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to bless those that use us and talk about us and treat us bad and pray for them. Pray for those individuals that are out there doing that because we are a hope. We're a ray of hope. We are a beacon. She didn't say that, but I said that because that's what we have been instructed to do. But that is my encouragement for this week. Change your surroundings. Do what you love. Love what you do. I'm going to take a short break right now because then we're going to get into our show. Our show today is going to be powerful. We have none other than the fabulous Enrique Pascual. And I probably said it wrong, but he's going to be on the line, and he's a life coach, he's a husband, he's a father, radio host, upcoming best-selling author, and he's going to be on the line today, and he's going to tell us about his transformation, how he went from living the high life, well, he's still living the high life, but he was out there and he made a lot of money and he was doing something he thought that he loved to do, and God just quickly just turned his whole situation around. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Did he cheat and you don't know what you're going to do? Are you struggling with rebuilding trust? If not, then you know someone that is. So He Cheated, Now What? By Nicole Cleveland is one woman's personal testimony of overcoming an affair in her marriage, an affair that produced a child. No, it's not about catching a cheating spouse or six ways to get him back or 12 ways to find out if he's cheating. It's all about forgiveness and moving past the pain into her purpose. Visit SoHeCheated.com. Or call 757-404-1582. All right. Now, welcome back to the show. Now, I just told you that the show today, my guest is Enrique Pascual, and today we're going to be talking about renewing your mind and transformation. How do you get transformed? How do you renew your mind? And it's with Enrique Pascual. Enrique, are you on the line?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I am just great. I'm just peachy, and I'm excited about this show. You know, I think my buzzword is always excited. I need to get another word or something.
Right,
because
right,
I am.
Right.
I'm just excited about what God is doing in our lives. So, Enrique, I said a little bit about who you were, but why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Okay. I am Enrique Pascual. I was born in Panama, raised in Brooklyn, New York. I was in a household with no father figure. I was the only male in my house, so for that reason, I had a lot of issues growing up. I had anger issues, low self-esteem issues, you name it. I was an emotional wreck. And I had a child at 15 because I wanted to prove to the world and to my father what a real man looks like. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to prove to him, you know, that I'm going to show you I'm going to be a father that you're not. So I had a child to prove that, and that was the wrong thing to do because I was a child having a child.
Okay.
And fast forward from there, you know, some years after that, I hooked up with this guy named Jay-Z, and this is prior to him becoming this major artist, this major star. We hooked up, and we used to hang out, and we lived together for a while, and I went out on tour with Jay-Z, and I went out on tour with Ja Rule and a lot of other people in the music industry. So that's pretty much it, you know, in trying to squeeze it all together. That's my story. Yeah.
Okay. And you are a husband, you are a father. And how long have you been married?
I have been married for 6 years.
Praise God, praise God. Just want to give a shout-out to your wife, Katrina. Is that correct?
Katrina,
okay,
that's right.
Shout out
that's
to right. Katrina, the love of Enrique's life. So,
yes.
Now, let me talk to you a little bit about some history and your transformation. It looks like, let me go to, let's go to where you are set up at, where we set up the show, and it talks about transformation and how the Lord, how you, your key is transforming the mind, renewing the mind, and your road. Now, you were living high, basically. They would say you were balling, basically.
Right,
so,
yeah.
Talk to me about that whole transition, because that had to be hard. Were you a promoter?
Yeah, Nicole, I was a promoter. I was a concert and party promoter. In fact, back in 1999, we toured 55 cities in 10 weeks.
Wow.
We toured on this tour called the Hard Knock Life Tour. We played every single stadium you could imagine, and I was on a tour bus. So
okay.
I was the person that after Jay-Z and everybody else did the concert, I was the person that did the after party.
Okay,
so basically, after the concert was over, we went to a club and we had a party, and it was like a meet and greet, stuff like that. So
y'all was popping bottles.
That's what my role was. Popping bottles. We was doing it Big Willie style.
All right.
Yeah, we was popping bottles and a lot of other stuff.
Well, I made it to the page because that's what I love about doing the radio show like this, because, no, I don't have everything all together all the time. And so it took me a little while to get to that page because I have so many screens open. But in the actual setup for the show, it says, Enrique can indeed share that even though one can be raised in an environment that may not be completely conducive to a wholesome life, one does not have to be trapped in a life that kills one purpose. You can transform your life into the purpose-driven life that advances the kingdom, no matter the circumstances or the negative images that have been presented as options to live by. Now, talk to me about that. When you walked away from that because you was living high, you was driving around nice cars, women, you know, the lifestyle that these young boys and these young kids, they look up to and they want to be that individual. What happened on that transformation?
Well, Nicole, I had an encounter with God.
Okay.
And it was the second encounter that I had with God. And when he spoke to me, he gave me instructions to walk away and leave everything behind. And that's what I had to do. It was a day my girlfriend and I was driving in this vehicle I just purchased, a 645 CI BMW, drop top convertible.
Okay.
And it was the most amazing day in June, and we had the top down. I was looking at her. I was like, wow, she's hot. You know, I was looking at myself in the mirror. I said, boy, you hot? You balling? I was feeling myself. You know, Nicole, I was. You couldn't tell me nothing. I was just
you
in that place.
Yourself.
I was in
you
a
was
zone.
Feeling yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Money right, car right, honey tight. You know.
Uh huh.
And then all of a sudden, I looked up. And I was thinking the word thank you, Nicole. I was thinking the word thank you. And out of the clouds, I heard this voice say, give it up. And I said, give what up? And automatically, I'm taken out of the vehicle, not my body, but my spirit. I'm taken out of the vehicle, and I'm standing in the presence of God himself.
My.
Yeah,
so let's back up,
and,
Enrique. Let's pause a little bit. Let's pause a little bit.
Yeah.
Nice day in June. You drop top. You chilling with your honey. You are enjoying life. You know, you're making money. You are living that life, a dream that some people that have grown up without anything, they feel as though they have arrived. And so when the Lord tells you to give it up, was it instant?
No, it was a conversation.
right.
We have to have a conversation.
You know, and I thank you for saying that because we have to be real. And I know Regina Baker, I just want to say thank you to Regina Baker. She is in the chat room, Victoria Gwen as well. And then there is also a guest in the chat room and a few people on the line. But I want to pause because you was real. You said, no. This had to be a conversation because surely you don't want me to give this up.
No. Surely you're making a mistake. I can't give this up because I was holding on to too much for me just to walk away from that. I mean, I'm not bragging. I'm just being honest. It was nothing for me to make $100,000 in one night. I've done that easy over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to tell me give this up, what am I giving it up for? Like, what am I doing here? You know. But Nicole, when I had that encounter, we had a conversation, the Lord and I, and I agreed. I said, okay. But I put a time frame on. I said, how long? He said 21 days.
You gave him a time frame.
I put a time frame on it.
All right now.
He said 21 days.
Okay.
Right. But you know what? I really understand where it says in the scripture that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. What I'm saying is I'm in the presence of God himself. So
yes,
I know it's not me asking that question.
Right.
It has to be the enemy asking that question.
Right.
And I'm just echoing what my body's saying, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because I'm in the presence of God. So I'm saying, okay, how long? He says 21 days. And I agree. I'm back in the vehicle. I look at my girlfriend at the time. I look to her. I say, I'm giving you up because you and I sleeping together. We're not married. I'm doing something wrong by doing this. I'm giving this money up. I'm giving this car up. I'm walking away from this. I'm not doing this no more. She said,
"Boy,
what's
wrong
with you?
You crazy?" At that moment.
At that moment, when I gave back, when I came back to myself, I said, "I'm giving all this up." And she said, "Boy, you crazy? What's going on with you?" I said, "You don't understand. I just saw God.
Jesus.
And He gave me an instruction."
Yeah.
And she knew it was real for different reasons. I'm gonna tell you, the first reason is I had three luxury cars at that point.
Okay.
I had two BMWs and a Cadillac Escalade, and it was 102 degrees in the summertime, and I'm not driving any of these vehicles. I'm driving a beat-up car with no AC. And she knows it's real because she knows that I hate the heat.
Okay.
So I'm walking it out. And then also for 21 days, I was not sexual with her. I laid in bed with her, but I would not touch her.
Wow. So you were serious.
She knew it was real then. Oh, absolutely.
You were serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were serious, and you took what the Lord said in the conversation that you had between the two of you real. You took it to heart, and there was you had that fear of God on the inside. Now, were you raised in the church, Enrique?
No. I'm unchurched. I know nothing about the church.
So when that encounter came and you were talking to the Lord and He told you, He gave you the instructions, and then He gave you the time frame, you didn't buck, though. You didn't buck. And to be someone that is unchurched, you really had to, that thing had to resonate within your spirit that this was true, this was God, and this was bigger than what this was about you.
Nicole, I've been on stage with Michael Jackson. I was so close to Michael Jackson, I could have hugged him. I've been on stage with Mariah Carey and Jay-Z. You name every single artist in the world. I'm going to tell you right now, I've seen things and I've done things that people would dream of. But 1 second in the presence of God is more valuable than anything you can ever imagine.
Yes,
let me just describe to you what He looks like. I saw Him not in the person of Jesus, but if you can take every single precious stone that they have on this planet, every diamond, every pearl, and you put it all together, and if you put it right in front of the sun, it doesn't equate to the brilliance of God. He is so bright that under normal circumstances, the light that He projected would normally blind a person and burn a person. And in His presence was the most warm, the most loving, and a nurturing feeling I can't even describe it. I'm just trying to put my words together, but I can't do it. So I knew. That one moment in His presence was worth more than anything I ever experienced in my life.
Money, cars, houses, women.
Oh, forget it. Don't even equate in His presence. Oh, man, if I could have stayed,
car
I would have.
No AC.
Yeah, I did that. And I gave up sex, and I really gave up sex. You know?
Wow.
That wasn't
right,
an easy thing to do,
like,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, I knew it was real then.
Yes. She'll tell you how real that was now.
Right. So talk to me about the people around you, Enrique. Walk me through this. So therefore, you told your girlfriend, I'm giving this up. Had an encounter with God. What about your crew? What about the people that are around you, the people that are still touring, people that you're with? You just walked away?
Yeah, I did. They think I'm nuts. They thought, well, not no more, because, I mean, it's been a while now.
Right.
But when I first did it, everybody thought that I was going through something, I'll be back, something is wrong. I mean, I even had a conversation with Jay-Z, and he said, man, what happened? He said, man, what happened to you, man? What, you're not the same person you used to be. What happened? And I explained to him what happened. He was like, he said, incredible. I can't believe that. But he knows that it had to be something greater than what I had in order for me to walk away from it.
Right. And that thing was God, totally God. And so you were making, it was nothing for you to make $100,000 a day. You had the cars and that lifestyle.
Sure.
What did you gave it up to be in the presence of God and to serve God. And then what did you find yourself doing career-wise after that?
You know, it's funny because when I was on tour with Jay-Z and these people, I used to be on stage with 20,000, 25,000 screaming people. And I never knew that God was going to take me off of that stage and give me a bigger stage where I can talk to people and help people as far as coaching them and doing a show and writing books and stuff like that. So my career path now is I'm a minister. I'm in the ministry business. I serve people. I help people all day long as far as coaching is concerned and my books that I'm writing and also my radio show that I do as well.
I think that's so profound because you said you're in the ministry, but you don't pastor a church. You're not a minister per se that you're in there preaching. Is that correct?
No. Basically, to minister means to serve.
Thank you.
Right.
And that's where I
right.
was going with this. That's where I was going with it because so many people have it twisted and they've got it mixed up, and it doesn't mean that you have to have a pulpit or you have to have a church or you have to be out here preaching and evangelizing and going from church to church. Ministering is when I'm doing what I do to the least of them, because that's what Christ said.
Sure.
You know, and so
Absolutely.
That is what you're doing. You are speaking in the lives and in the hearts of individuals daily, day by day. Some people can only reach those that come out on Sunday or Wednesday night, but you are reaching people on a daily basis.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you see, the thing is, I know that God's not going to take me outside of what I was doing. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm just going in a different direction.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That is so good
right.
because so many people feel as though when they give their lives to Christ and when they come in, they're like, no, and they had that zeal and that zest and that boldness. They come in and they give their lives to Christ, and they're just as meek and mild and won't say anything and just as shy. And God doesn't want that. God wants you to take that same zest and that same boldness
right.
and bring that over to the kingdom and win that way as well.
Exactly, because I'm still who I used to be. I'm just going in a different direction. I'm not promoting parties and events. I'm promoting Jesus.
Ah, hallelujah. Now, I think the last time I was on the phone with you, you got me excited, too. Now I done got up off my seat. I love it, though. I love your personality. I love your realness. I love what you're doing. And I just bless God for what you're doing because it's out of the box. It's out of the norm, but it's truth and it's real. And I believe when I was listening to your show, and kudos to you and your wife because you did a show the other day about the Naked Truth about relationships, and you were
talking
about relationships, and she was saying that when you gave your life over to the Lord and you just began to study, you just jumped in it full force,
right.
and you just read
right.
the Bible, I believe, a couple of times within a couple of months, and
right.
you put everything you had into it. Talk to me about that, because you went from unchurched, and then you came into the church, gave your life to Christ. How was that whole transition there?
Well, see, the thing is, see, God doesn't want you to change your personality. He wants you to change the things you may do wrong. But, I mean, if you're funny when you're not saved, you can be funny when you're saved. If you're aggressive when you're not saved, you can be aggressive when you're saved. Just use it for His glory instead of for your selfish desires or whatever it is. So I'm
Amen.
Still aggressive. I'm still hyper. I'm still a go-getter. I had a production company, and the company was named All or Nothing Productions.
Okay.
I was all or nothing in the world. So I am definitely all or nothing in the kingdom.
That's right. That's right.
I approach all things with that because I don't know halfway. Either I'm in it all the way or I'm not. So when I learned about Jesus and I found out about everything that He did for me and what He does every day, man, I'm totally sold out.
Yes.
Totally sold out.
And we need to be. We've got to be, because when we look back over our lives and we see where we've gone, where we've come from, where we are, and where God has taken us to, I tell you, I just bow down in adoration for Him, because I was telling somebody the other day that I just turned 40 on Saturday, but when I was 15, I didn't think I would make it to 25 because of
Happy
all
birthday.
The things that was out there and what I was doing, and people was dying, and that is when the era of AIDS start hitting and approaching. drinking and people was smoking crack. And I was like, okay, well, I was promiscuous. And I was like, well, you know what? If I get it, I get it. I die at 25. It's cool. And the enemy had my mind believing that I was really going to leave this world at 25. So I've just got to, I'm so in awe of what God is doing. And I'm thankful, Enrique. When I look back over my life, and I know you can do the same thing, we had a, we did some blood tests for some life insurance, and people look at me like I'm crazy because when I tell this story, the blood test came back and it said, you know, everything was okay, and then it went to the HIV and it said negative, and I was like, praise God. And then my husband was like, what you mean, praise God? You need to tell me something. But I know where I was years ago.
And
to be here living, because I know people that have died from it, you know, people that are in the ground right now from being loose and being promiscuous. So I'm thankful, and I know you are too.
Oh, boy. Nicole, I tell you, if I could just tell you my story, you'd be like, wow.
Yes.
You know, I escaped being shot. I escaped being stabbed. I escaped so much. But it was for this moment right here.
That's right.
God knew that this time was going to be. He knew that you and I were going to do the show together. He knew that somebody was going to hear this and get delivered from whatever they're dealing with. So, you know, God is awesome. He has a plan for everybody, every single person. He has a good plan for them.
Yes, he does. Now, Enrique, we have about, it's been so good. I mean, we went through the entire show, really. We have about 4 or so minutes, but I want you to pause because Breathing In Magazine is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. And what we do is we want to talk about, you know, the transformation, but we also want to talk about some action steps. If somebody right now is stuck in it, is out there making a lot of money, you know, they are doing their thing and they got it going on. They may have the houses and the cars and the women and even the men, and they're doing what they think they want to do. But they know there is a pulling, and they know there is a call on their lives that God wants more from them. Encourage them because they believe that they may have to give everything up, and they're not going to have nothing, and they're going to go back to how they were growing up. I want you to encourage them and minister to them for the next 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay. Well, if that's you, if you're the person that Nicole just spoke about, listen, that's me. I used to be that person, and I want you to know that I was in a position where I thought I had everything. But the truth is, Nicole, I don't understand how my wife even, you know, she was there when I was making this money, and she had earplugs in her ear. Now, how can you count $40,000 but yet cover your ear? So it just shows that I usually say this, if you're listening, I usually say this, if this is you I'm talking to, rather, anything that you do independent from God will crumble and fall. So if you're chasing this money and you believe that it takes that to make you who you are, the truth of the matter is you're not happy. You're not going to have real joy and real fulfillment until you meet Jesus. Now, it doesn't mean that when you meet Jesus, you're going to, you know, lose everything and stuff like that. No, that's not what happens. When you meet Jesus, he completes it. Because right now, if you're living that lifestyle, you have so many questions. You have so many doubts and so much fear. The good thing about Jesus is this. The devil is the person that gives you all the question marks, but Jesus is the person that gives you all the periods. See, when you stand on that question mark, you are standing on shaky ground. But when you stand on that period, you know that is it. There's nothing shaky about it. It's a statement. It's a period. That's what it is. If you are standing on a question mark today, all you have to do is say, Jesus, I am tired of standing on a question mark. I am standing on shaky grounds. Give me the period that I need. Come into my heart. I make you the Lord of my life. And if you can change me, I am willing to serve you. If you do that, he's going to come in. He's going to change your life. And whatever you're doing now, he's going to take it, that same gift, the same talent that you have, he's going to take it and use it for his glory. And you're going to benefit from it. That is an awesome place to be.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. And I know those that are listening now are encouraged by those words. And those that will come back and listen to the archives, will be encouraged and understand that there is a way out, and that way out is Jesus. So, Enrique, right. I want to pause just so you can give your information. How can the listeners contact you if they want to obtain your coaching services, they want you to come out and speak, or they want to be part of the Transformation Radio, because you have a radio show on Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday night at 8 right. p.m. So give the audience your contact information.
Okay, go to my website, that's EnriquePascal.com, that's EnriquePascal.com, and you have all my information right there.
All right. Well, I just want to pause, Enrique, and say thank you. Thank you for joining us today. It has been a pleasure. We're going to have you come back so we can talk about your testimony, another one of your testimonies, because I tell people all the time, our lives are living epistles. Our lives are testimonies, chapters. Every chapter we go through is a different testimony. So I have to have you back on, my brother, and I understand
sure,
that I could be me with you because we just silly, right?
You know, thank you for having me on the show. I had a blast. I really appreciate
you
it.
You are more than welcome. Well, you know what? That has been it. We went just a little bit over, but that's okay. We want you to visit us online, breatheagainmagazine.org. Follow us on Twitter, at Breathe Again. Connect with us on Facebook, facebook.com/BreatheAgainMag. I never, ever say goodbye. Never. I never say goodbye, but I always say until next time. So until next time, and God bless you, and you have a super fabulous evening.